Let's get into the news this hour. And the disasters in New South Wales health just keep on stacking up. The embattled Minister Gillian Skinner has fronted a budget estimates hearing this afternoon in State Parliament. She's been grilled on the deadly mix-ups that have happened under her watch at our hospitals. And there have been some new and worrying revelations today, including a stillborn baby being mixed up with a baby that was miscarried and an elderly patient labelled with the wrong name at Royal North Shore Hospital. And what about this? A body had to be exhumed in Western Sydney because the wrong body had been buried. Alex Hart, Seven News reporters on the stories on the line. G'day, Alex.
G'day, Ben.
Let's start off with the stillborn baby being mixed up with a baby that had miscarried.
Yeah, this happened last year and around about April. Look, all the questions that we were expecting the minister to be asked were relating to, obviously, the gassing situation at Bankstown, and also the situation with the low chemotherapy doses at St Vincent. So this line of questioning really came by surprise when Walt Secord, the Shadow Health Minister, started asking about how many mix-ups there have been with dead babies in the New South Wales health and hospital system. And very quickly it became apparent that this situation had occurred at an undisclosed hospital. The health bureaucrats there didn't want to say too much about it because they didn't want to upset the families involved. But they say there was a miscarried baby and a stillborn baby, as you say. They'd been correctly identified before burial, but that a member of the nursing staff mistook one of them for the other because of some form of identification that was on one of the bodies, one of the blankets on top of one of the bodies. And as a result, down the track, they had to exhume these two bodies of these babies. Absolutely horrific story to, I guess, effectively set the record straight and give the families some peace.
Gosh, all right. The elderly patient labelled with the wrong name at Royal North Shore Hospital. This one was only noticed because of a family member, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. And that was in April this year. So the woman in her 60s wanted to say a final goodbye to her mother, who had just passed away, an 89-year-old lady, and had gone to the morgue within the hospital. And when they showed her the body, she said that the name tag's wrong. So as a result of that, obviously, the hospital tried to quickly correct that. The minister wasn't aware of this situation, obviously apologised for it straight away when she heard about this in the budget estimates hearing today as well. But, you know, given what's happened in the past 12 months or even just the past few months, just a horrific bungles being revealed again in the New South Wales health system.
We'll see your report on 7 News tonight, Alex. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Ben.
Alex Hart joining us on the line.